Buff Nation, welcome into DMVR Buffs podcast.
Oh back my god, home. He's back.
So much is going on today. One, I'm back home. Two, RK is like dying.
Yeah, he's not.
Three, dead. Spring football started.
Yep,
it's a whirlwind. The Buffs made the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
I mean, do you want me to keep going here?
Alyssa's a bit on the struggle bus.
Alyssa's on the struggle bus.
Do you have a presenting sponsor?
We're presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burgers, buddies, and beers.
Make that five.
Susie is here making Shador emotes for our Slack.
Yes, yes. Susie's off-camera creating the Shador emoji.
Yes.
The S2S, as it's known. We sent out exactly. An S2S, yes.
Wish RK well, guys. He
was
a little
sick?
Under the weather. Yeah,
no, I was gonna say
not feeling great. I came back feeling like shit after the Super Bowl, and then he comes back this time, and he's the one that gets hit with it.
How do people live in Vegas? You know,
I question that every time.
I don't think the human body's meant for it.
I don't think that city's meant to exist.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We were walking down Fremont, and there's that. A heart attack cafe or a heart attack grill or whatever. And Jake's just like, oh man, this is just sad for us.
I'm like have spots on Fremont now. I'm like a Fremont local at this point.
Crazy, man.
It's wild.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'm glad you're getting it in now though. You know,
got to.
Now's the time.
Yes.
A few years from now, who knows? You might have a family and be like, wow.
Fair
I can't
enough.
Believe
Fair
I had enough. My own spots on Fremont back we'll in the day.
We'll see. All right, chat. Let's get into it. Lots and lots to get to today. We start with Omarion Miller. The hype is real,
yes.
Dre.
Jump on the train now.
Yes.
All aboard.
You've probably seen some of the highlights on Twitter and on YouTube that are out there. He's still doing his thing. But we talked to a lot of new people today. Coach Lodeholt, Coach Phillips, Coach Dancy, not new, but in a new position. Mm-hmm. LaJonte Western, Preston Hodge.
All the new guys, staff and players. You
yeah,
got
I think three or four of those guys that we talked to today, of the five of them, mm-hmm. mentioned Omarion Miller.
Very interesting. You love to hear that.
Yes.
Because, I mean, so much upside, showed so much promise at points
mm-hmm.
last season. This could really be a huge year.
Definitely.
He's got everything you want.
He's got everything.
And that's kind of a crucial point, a position on the defense, is playing opposite Travis Hunter. You're going to get challenged mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Well, Omarion Miller, wide receiver, not Cooper.
Better yet.
Dre with names. It's
better
okay.
Yet.
Worse than I am.
Names are terrible. I'm really the worst.
Saw Neely after practice. Great to see my guy also, by the way.
Shout out, Ankh.
There's a video on our YouTube channel right now, our initial takeaways from practice. You get to hear from some of the coaches that Neely talked to after practice also. But it sounds like Dylan Edwards, since he, you know, he went into the track program, he's been working out there, he's had a few meets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Neely swears Dylan Edwards is even faster this year.
Yikes.
Look out, Big 12 defenses.
I expect so much from that running back room this year.
Mm-hmm.
You guys had Alto on here, you know, yep. Feeling good about that. And Dylan, what can Dylan bring to this?
We'll see. We'll see exactly what. I think it's still kind of, we're not going to know until week one exactly what his role is, exactly what he's going to be asked to do this season. But great start. He's already looking to build on mm-hmm. what was a pretty impressive freshman campaign. And if he's even faster, I mean, he's already the fastest guy on the team, basically.
What's exciting about Omarion getting people hyped? Mm-hmm. Dylan brings so much diversity. We're going to talk about some more options at tight end.
Yep.
Healthy Alto. The added depth and talent and athleticism and size you have on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
The offense has so many more options to be more multiple. Pat Shurmur and Shador are really going to have their hands full in a good way. With all the options they're going to be able to go to in this offense.
Yep.
It's really exciting, man. Personnel-wise, it's very diverse. Plus the new guy you got to talk to today, I mean.
Yeah. This team looks completely different. And from what we gathered, and Coach Dancy was asked about this, and we'll get into more detailed quotes and stuff from today later in the show, but what Neely said it too is the energy and the overall talent level of this football team this time compared to this time last year, it's you almost can't even compare it.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
Well, this time last year was it was so new, mm-hmm. half the roster, half might be an exaggeration, but even a lot of the new guys that were in at this point last year didn't end up staying, you right. know? I mean, it was a completely different world.
Yep. Shador Sanders. Neely says 100% healthy.
That's
moving
a
around,
beautiful
doing
thing.
His thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
Probably the biggest news of the day. But,
yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, he avoided significant injury, avoided surgery, and seems like he was able to really rest and replenish his body over the last 3-4 months and just get back to the caliber player if he is. There are still some injuries. Arden Walker has a hand injury. Coach Dancy mentioned he had surgery already, too. Okay. So we'll see if we get Arden Walker at all this spring at this point, hopefully.
Right.
But a player who's really ascending last season as it came to an end. Other injuries, Jimmy Horn Jr. Coach Phillips didn't go into him depth, so it made me feel like it wasn't super serious.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something nagging, soft tissue-ish type of thing. But Jimmy wasn't out there today or has been doing lighter work at least. So he's not 100% right now. That's all we learned on the injury front as it stands. But
yeah, we'll kind of see how that progresses with Jimmy. Mm-hmm. That could be a big one.
So let's get to our players. Preston Hodge was up first.
Yeah, what'd you think?
He was a little nervous, I think. I think obviously a lot more cameras uh-huh. and lights and
that's
just...
That's right.
Probably people at his press conference than were at Liberty last
for
year.
For sure.
But he was great. He kind of worked out the nerves towards the end of the press conference. He was fine. He was asked about where he's expected to play this next year, and we kind mm-hmm. of had him penciled in at nickel, right?
Uh-huh.
He said nickel and corner. So inside and out, he expects to play both.
Okay, that's interesting. You like that.
He said he prefers to play nickel because he likes being around the box. He wants yeah. to be physical.
Yeah. Close to the line of scrimmage, be more of a playmaker. I like that.
Mm-hmm. What else do we got here? He was asked about the competition in that defensive backs room. He said it was great mm-hmm. competition. There's no solidified spots yet, obviously. He's been getting to know his new guys. Working under Coach Livingston, he's been enjoying it, he said. He said they're going to play a lot of man this year. They did that a lot at Liberty, and he's mm-hmm. excited because that's what Coach Livingston's bringing so far.
That's where he's going to be a little more useful, maybe as a pure corner instead of just a nickel guy. And, I mean, we've talked about how much depth there is at safety. Him not being in that nickel spot might allow you to have three safeties on the field, one of them in that nickel spot, and he can more contribute to those, you know, five DB sets or more as a pure cover guy outside.
Right.
I mean, it's the Big 12, too. Like,
yeah.
The kind of athletes you're having to cover on the perimeter, they're guys that a nickel corner might have to, you know, defend. It might sure. be smaller, quicker than fast type of guys.
Exactly.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah, look at Texas last year. I know they're gone, obviously, but
yeah.
those guys aren't, you know, 6'3", 225 pounds on the outside. They're
yeah, aside from Adonai Mitchell, they were all kind of smaller guys.
Worthy,
right.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, think of like TCU or something,
right.
you know, like more small, shifty. That's going to be what you'll find with Texas Tech and, you know, go on down the line.
So he said he was asked why he came to Colorado. He said, really the coaches. And we've heard this a ton ever since Coach Prime got to Colorado.
Yeah.
Always the coaches, the quality of this coaching staff and how they know what it takes to get to the NFL. They've either played or coached. They've just been there and done that. And these guys just value that so much, tremendously, really.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Dallas. He's a Texas kid. He was asked about Travis, called him a leader, just watching what he does on and off the field, being the first guy in line at drills. He was impressed by what he's seen so far. And then he was asked which players he's gone against who have really impressed him the most.
Yes, yes. Give it to me.
On the outside, he said, Omari Miller.
You love that.
Not the last time we'll mention yeah. his name today.
Yeah.
He called him a dog, and then he said LaJonte Wester, the twin. which, of course, his other brother playing linebacker.
Uh-huh.
But LaJonte Wester, Omari Miller, two players we kind of highlighted coming into spring as, I guess, breakout candidates.
Right.
Looking as advertised so far.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, Jimmy, you know, depending on how long he's out, might be a little behind on the depth chart with all these guys breaking out at wide receiver.
We kind of hinted at it with the projected starters. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's a loaded room, man.
It really is. But Preston Hodge was great. On to LaJonte. Obviously, like an older experienced player.
Uh-huh.
You could just tell when he gets up there and he starts talking, like, very confident in himself and just has that, what that aura you want as a wide receiver, you know?
So a little different from the Preston first stepping up. LaJonte had a little more swagger and self-confidence to him. You
Preston,
love that.
A little nervous, you know?
Yeah, but, totally.
LaJonte's a first-team all-conference player. Right. He's used to all this.
Right.
He's been asked what it's been like to work with Shador. Said he's a great quarterback. He's a pro. He's helped me improve my game. And we just share our knowledge and we go out and execute. He was asked about the competition in the wide receiver room. He said everyone's still trying to adjust to each other, but we feed off each other's energy. So when we compete, we also boost each other when we're doing good and stuff like that. And then he was asked about, of course, his brother, like I mentioned.
Yeah.
Having him out there. He said, taking my baby brother with me. We always wanted to play at the highest level with your family. It's been an easy transition with him and working with Coach Phillips for LaJonte. Mm-hmm. He was asked again about what Preston said, really. Preston said that you're one of the guys he enjoys competing against. And he returned the favor. He called Preston Hodge a dog.
Lots
so
of
you
dogs.
Love to see
here.
It. I mean, we've been trying to tell people.
That's right.
He also said it was a no-brainer for him and his brother Jalen to come to Colorado. Again, mentioning being coached by NFL-level coaches.
Yeah. And, I mean, just knowing what we know about the program and how Coach Prime runs it. And, I mean, you know, it's one thing to say family atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. Look how Coach Prime lives with his kids and stuff all around him and
mm-hmm.
how those other kids feel like family, his players, you know. And, I mean, it's easy to see why mm-hmm. there would be such a comfort for those two brothers to come here, you know.
Definitely.
I mean, just definitely. Naturally.
He was asked if he expects to return punts this year. He said, oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm trying to get some kickoff return. But that will probably be limited because, you know, I've got offense as well.
Nice.
What else do we got?
Did you get a feeling for where he's, like, going to line up most often?
I'd imagine the slot.
Into that? Yeah, I would, too.
I don't think he was asked too much about that.
Uh-huh.
He was asked about, because Shador was committed to FAU at one point when LaJonte, I think, just finished his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time they've ever really worked together. So while they have known each other for a few years, they're finally getting to grow their relationship on the field and just see what it's like playing next to each other.
Get some reps in together. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, having more of a timing, you know, route specialist, guy who's really going to be good at getting open, could be huge for a cerebral quarterback like Shador.
Absolutely.
Having that outlet and safety blanket.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could truly be massive. That's what Travis kind of was on the outside.
Right.
And shit, at some points, Michael Harrison was kind of that
Definitely.
Over the middle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But having that consistently, what LaJonte could do for that relationship is pretty massive.
For sure. And it's a veteran player, too. Like, while they may not have played together, LaJonte has played 3 years of college football. Actually, it might have been four. But He's not a guy that Shador's going to have to bring along. It's going to be just like Zay, I think. And I think this will be like when Will Shepard comes in, where they just know what they're doing. They know the spots they have to be. They know the importance of running the right depth. They know the importance of turning around at the right time.
Right.
So I'd expect this connection to really start to blossom really exponentially as we move forward through spring into the fall camp.
Yeah, and you love to hear these guys are already like ready and fit the culture and are just, you know,
right,
dialed in this early into the spring. He did play 4 years. He did play 4 years.
There you go.
Yep.
Real quick, because people are asking, I know for sure, and I tweeted out, Cormani was at practice today. I didn't see him. No one asked any of the coaches or anything about him, but he was at practice. So there you go.
Good?
That's all I know.
Better than not being at practice,
exactly.
Right?
Okay, he's all right. In the building. He's with the team, yes.
Awesome. Love that.
And with that being said, it's time to chill.
It true is. Come on, guys. Chill out.
Chill out. With our friends over at Coors Light. I crushed multiple Coors Lights in Vegas. Coors Light was really like my, it's kind of like my crutch, man. When I wanted to drink, I wanted to go out, wanted to hang, but I also wanted to chill. Coors Light.
It's hard to want to accomplish things, but also go about it while being chill.
Exactly.
And Coors Light is a perfect companion for that.
It really is. When it's time to chill, Coors Light's the beer I reach for. So when you want to hit reset, grab the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DMVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Nice. And also, of course, we got to tell you about Game Time, the number one ticketing app out there. You want to go see live sports, Game Time has you covered. Try to find some last second deals on March Madness. Might be hard, but following the Avs, Nuggets as they embark in their regular season runs won't be. Getting to some live concerts this summer, some stand-up, that's where Game Time has you covered. Start getting your baseball tickets now. You know, the world's your oyster. We got to get you to some live shows. You want to take I could take the missus out to a live show. Game Time has you covered. They are the best. And you can use our code, of course, DNVR, and get $20 off.
Or buffs.
Your first buffs. I always forget to look at the screen. And not at the read. Buffs. We want you using buffs. As I mentioned, little birdie told me, maybe, just maybe, the Buffs code, the best performing code in America. That's right. We're number one, and we're not going anywhere. There's no sleepy committee that can take us out of that number one spot here. So download the Game Time app, create an account, and use that code Buffs for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem the code Buffs for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed.
You mentioned committee.
Mm.
We'll get to the selection committee in the NCAA tournament.
Oh, my.
Very soon. But real quick, let's wrap up what happened today at practice.
Yes.
So we met the new coaches.
Yeah.
Coach Dancy was first up. He's obviously been there. He's comfortable with everything that's going on. He's just in an elevated role. And this guy's done a lot in his career so far. He's been a head coach. He's been a coordinator. And he was an analyst last year. Now he's going to be a position coach again. So that's just the vibe he gave off. He was just, it was just about business for him. It was another day at the office.
Yeah.
What's
standing out to him? Who's kind of popping?
So I asked him about Quincy Wiggins.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm very intrigued by this kid.
Yes.
He said, big, strong, physical kid. He's been able to play the five and the three for us already.
Love that.
So
expect him to be in the backfield a lot.
Exactly. He's, you know, we talked about him a lot and how he's like a bigger edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it already sounds like they're working him inside more and more.
Yes. This is what I love. This is what I love in kind of more specialized nickel packages. Get after the quarterback. You know they're going to pass the ball. And he can be one of your weapons in creating pressure up the middle to then let those guys on the edges go cook.
Listed on the roster at 6'5", 265. I wouldn't be surprised with that a few months with Coach Mo has really bulked him up in even more.
Damn straight. That's exciting, man.
Let me try and get the full quotes here. So he was asked really in general just what he saw today on the practice field. That was his opening statement. He said he thought it was a good first day overall. We want these guys to come out, understand the standard. We want them to set the standard, especially up front. We want them to be physical, be able to knock guys back and be able to play the run, but also convert the pass when it's or convert in pass situations as well. So I thought overall the day wasn't bad. He was then asked about the transition, of course. As I mentioned, he's done a lot of stuff, and he mentioned all that. He said, working with these guys who come out every day and give us everything they got, that's pretty much what Colorado has been ever since he got there. Let me try to find the rest of this Quincy Wiggins quote real quick. Of course, that's where he's the one who gave us the news about Arden. He was asked about guys who are returning, and that's when he told us about Arden and his hand injury. He also said about Quincy, here we go. Quincy understands what we expect from him, especially coming from a big-time program like LSU, but just making sure that he gets the fundamentals of each technique that we want him to play correctly, because they are asking him to play two different techniques, basically, if he's playing on the edge or inside. So, he was asked about Sam Okunlola.
Yeah.
He said he's a guy that's going to be there early and stay late. He's going to bug you and walk to your door. He's going to be the first guy at your door every day for more. He's been great. He's a tremendous pass rusher. Of course, now we're just getting on him, getting him big in the weight room, and just more input from the coaches, really, is what he's focusing on. So it really seems like Okunlola is becoming or trying to be a sponge.
That's super exciting.
In all aspects.
Yeah.
So nothing but great things to say about the new guys there. He was asked what the biggest difference is between this time this year and last year. He goes, the biggest difference is that we've been with these guys for a while, and last spring we just got here. So we were trying to create a culture. These guys understand the culture now. They understand the standard. We got to hold them to that, to their expectations. It's been great getting with them the past 2 months in the weight room, seeing them compete, seeing them hold each other accountable, seeing them hug each other, seeing them, seeing this guy come, pat a guy in the back, man, that's what we want. The chemistry and just the team camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's just worlds apart.
Well, it just feels like these new guys are having an impact that wasn't necessarily... It was there with some guys, right, last year, but it seems just a little more across the board, the glowing endorsements these new guys are getting. You
exactly.
Know?
But it's part of also, like, part of why their roster rebuild was so necessary.
Yeah.
Like, all those guys did before, all due respect, was lose.
Yes, yes.
And now you're getting guys who were winning, competing at the highest level in high school and in college. And it's just totally changed the vibe.
Absolutely. And even the new guys they kind of added last year, some, you know, like earlier on, were a bit more retreads or, you know, like.
Yes. Now coming up.
Yes. Yeah. You're able to get a bit more premier talent. And I think, you know, we always just think of premier talent like they're like robots on the field. But that premier talent, it comes from something, you know.
And exactly.
I think those personality traits are lining up a little more, too. So it's just everything's a little more lined up off the field and on the field right now.
We'll go through Coach Lodeholt and Coach Phillips pretty quickly here so we can get to. I want to hear what you think about this new tight end.
Yes.
So Coach Lodeholt, he opens up with super fired up to be here, excited to be back home working with Coach Prime. Has been great so far. Excited to build an elite unit. Of course, he's a Colorado kid. Went to school at Oklahoma, or I think he was at Colorado, had to leave for whatever reason, ended up at Oklahoma, and that's how he made his way to the NFL. He was asked about Jordan Seaton, what's impressed him the most so far. He said, student of the game. He works hard. That's been the most impressive part about him. His mental part has been very impressive.
It's basically what we were just saying.
Mm-hmm. He was asked about making CU offensive line university and keeping local kids in Colorado. A lot of people have asked about, you know, why don't we have more Colorado kids and what the deal is.
Especially on the lines where we do produce a bit more.
Exactly. And he's one himself, too.
Yes, yes.
He said that's the goal. We want to recruit the top talent and hopefully keep the good guys in state here. We've got some good guys at other places now. He said it was a priority for him to keep those guys in state. I think it's the first time we've heard that in the Coach Prime era.
No kidding. That is that's noteworthy right there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of our local people will like to hear that. Because, yes, you're not going to be able to build a national contender from just Colorado kids. It's not quite the flyover state some people make it out to be. There's guys every single year who can add to your roster and will eventually be NFL guys.
Nope. Last one.
Please.
Coach Phillips, just a few quotes.
Wow.
Wow.
He was asked what he's seen from LeJonte Wester so far. He says, extremely quick, extremely knowledgeable, a veteran, explosiveness. It's no secret to what he did last season and why he's here. And then this is probably my favorite part of the day. Coach Phillips was asked about what he's seen from Omari Miller so far. And he goes, I like Omari Miller. I'm starting to fall in love with Omari Miller.
Wow.
And then he says, basically, we're in the dating stages. It's a great quote. You should check it out on our YouTube page. He was asked about, a lot of people have talked about this offseason too, Travis Hunter's usage between wide receiver and cornerback.
Yes.
He said, Travis will be Travis, which is, it's what Coach Prime says. It's what Coach Swick said when I talked to him a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's just who he is. Yeah. He's himself, and he's going to play both ways. He said, I'm getting to understand the plan as we go along. I was under the impression that this was his first day with the defense. I'll get him on Wednesday. He was asked about Pat Shurmur's offense so far. He said, interesting. We took a lot of things from last season, and we're gelling that into his philosophy. He said he's still learning it, too.
Love it.
That's about it. We got five guys today. So tons of content. Yeah, it was amazing. So it's all on our YouTube page. Go check it out. There's also, as I said, a video with me and Neely after practice, kind of breaking everything down, too. Mm.
Nothing better, man.
We're so back.
Nothing better. We really are. So this is like a super exciting time. Lots going on.
All right. So when we were in Vegas, we got a commitment on Friday. Sam Hart, former Ohio State tight end, was a four-star Colorado kid.
Yeah.
Did not see the field too much at Ohio State.
That's right.
But we talked about this a bit on Friday too, but the importance of having a second tight end so we can run two tight end sets and just be heavier, be more versatile, because that was really one of the problems with this team last year.
Yeah, for sure. And he's a little older, right? Was he from the 2021 class? Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, he was a 2021 kid, so he only has 2 years of eligibility remaining.
Right, and I mean, from his 247 page, this was 6'5", 255-pound kid, 19th-rated tight end in his class, goes to Ohio State. His high school tape, he just looks massive and he really moves well, you know? So I expect him to kind of be an inline tight end more so than just about anyone we've seen at this program in the Coach Prime era.
Definitely.
And to give that to Pat Shurmur, who obviously runs more of a West Coast, more of a, pro style offense than we're used to seeing in most Division I colleges. That's going to be really nice to have this local kid who's got that size, who has some inline ability, but can also move and get out in space and run some guys over. I'm pretty excited about Sam Hart and the tape I see. And, former Ohio State guy, I think a lot of those guys have gone to the NFL mm-hmm. and done pretty well. Like there's a lot of competition. You were saying it's Cade Stover.
Yep.
He's
been their starter like the last 3 years or so.
And I don't think he declared. So he was staying a fifth year at Ohio State. Sam Hart's already been there since 2021. Probably was like, okay, let me go get some space, some opportunity elsewhere. And this is a really nice, really nice little pickup. And a guy that I think gives you some diversity in what you had from the Cincinnati transfer.
Mm-hmm.
So now you really have the makings of a true two tight end set on offense, and what that can do for Pat Shurmur, I think, is pretty exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, Shamar Mater, I think he could do it all too. Definitely. He showed he could do it all, but he's an athlete, man. He's going to be split out, I think. I think when you go 11 personnel and you go four wide, you're going to have him in the slot.
Yep.
Trying to take away that, or trying to take that seam and be a problem.
Yep.
Over the middle of the field. But this was just overall one of the weaknesses of this team last year was it was a lot of 11 personnel, a lot of 10 personnel. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't very versatile in what we were able to do in terms of body type, skill sets, just different players on the field. And now that you have a two deep for sure at tight end, which are both proven four-star talents, maybe not proven in Sam Hart's case, but just he's got that pedigree. And having come from Ohio State, it's really just going to open everything up. You mentioned Pat Shurmur, that pro-style offense. We saw Shador. I mean, he was rushed at times, and he was uncertain at times a lot last year. Bringing in more tight ends and going bigger like that, I think, just simplifies the field for him. You could do a lot more play action type of stuff with that, too. So it's really game changing, I think, for this team.
100%. I mean, just think of all the guys we've talked about today. Amari Miller can be more of your bigger wide receiver. Dylan Edwards and what he brings with that speed and his ability as a receiving back. What Alto does in differentiating that skill set. LaJonte Wester, of course, and what he can give you as a slot wide receiver and route technician, and now a bigger tight end to give you more depth at that. It's pretty exciting, man. Last year, you know, my running joke when I'd hop on was like, let me guess, the wide receiver they picked up, like he's kind of going to fit the same profile. Now these offensive skill position guys, there's a lot of different profiles and types, and that's pretty exciting. And it's going to suit a more veteran cerebral quarterback and an offensive play caller like Pat Shurmur, who's, you know, more pro-oriented, as we as we've talked about already today.
Yep. Well done. Brilliant.
Back at you, bro.
All right, let's get into a little bit of hoops. But first, a shout-out to our friends over at Illegal Pete's.
Hell yeah.
Join the DNVR and Illegal Pete's Bracket Challenge for free. You can go on our Twitter. I retweeted it. The Buffs account retweeted it. Or just go to DNVR underscore sports. It's right there. We got prizes for the top three finishers, including diehard memberships, shirts, gift cards to the DNVR locker, and Illegal Pete's gift cards. Again, check out our socials for the link when you sign up. Illegal Pete's is just the GOAT, though. I miss it a lot. It's been a few weeks. I think I'm going to make my return today.
Let's go. Let's go. Could we actually, like, set up a Pete's day for, like, tomorrow or something?
I was told that we need to make it happen.
Bang. Actually, you know, that might be on Pete's. I know some people who know some people.
Okay.
Alyssa, you've been working hard. You should join us, okay? We'd love to treat you to some Pete's tomorrow.
Let's go.
Are we even able to go? We're
going to
be...
Yeah, we have a insane day tomorrow.
All right,
pro
fine.
Day
another
stuff.
Day. And I
one day.
Me and Alyssa can't coordinate schedules anymore. It's just going to stress us out. So we're going to move past. Quick little story time, if you'll allow for it, Jake.
Illegal Pete's, your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. Go for it.
Gosh, there was a time where Denver as a sports town, he had like one, two sports radios. Lots of Broncos. Lots of like, who's the starting punter? Like, oh, quarterback competition.
Right.
You know, lots of Trevor, is Trevor Siemian the guy talk, you know? Or like football guy hopping on to talk basketball for 2 seconds and my ears would start bleeding, you know? Or, you know, the worst, have you guys heard of Fanatics? Worst merchandise in sports history. And then this bright shining star came up. It's called DNVR. All the teams got the same type of coverage daily. Boots on the ground, going on trips, giving you the best merch there is, interacting with you every day. I kid around. It's a read. I'm doing the story time, but it's something I believe I have dedicated my life to, and it would mean everything to me, RK, Alyssa, Jake, if you could validate our commitment to your team and just check us out at thedmvr.com. Look at what a diehard membership would mean to you. Sign up for a year. It's less than like a cup of coffee a month. You're going to get a free shirt every single year you sign up or renew. You're going to get exclusive access to our diehard level content,
No one does it like the Jakester on the Buffs side. Recruiting, player movement, he's got you covered. Film rooms. Like, you're not a Buffs fan if you're not reading Jake's shit and getting in on it. And that's on top of all the other exclusive discounts on our events, our merch, and access to the diehard lounge where you can talk Buffs 24/7. You miss the chat from the live pod, you can go there and chat it up. And I'm forgetting some other thing. Sign up today. Get yourself a diehard box with a sticker, a card, and a free shirt. Support us, because what we're doing is the future, and you want in on this today. So sign up, thedmvr.com. Let's do it, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
One of our many fearless leaders here at DMVR. Well done. Unreal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Let's get to some hoops here.
Let's. Have you talked post first floor in selection Sunday?
This is the first time we've been able to. We were traveling, goodness, unfortunately, all day yesterday.
My goodness.
It was an interesting bracket reveal by the committee here.
Yeah.
The bubble got very interesting over conference title weekend.
Yes.
A lot of teams winning, stealing bids, and just... there's a lot going on in college basketball right now in terms of who's or who was on the bubble.
Yeah.
And it all played out eventually. Some people got snubbed. I've seen people even argue that Colorado got snubbed because now we're in the first four in.
Yep. Yep.
But it tomorrow, like, or Wednesday, sorry, against Boise State.
A lot of teams west of the Mississippi didn't necessarily get the respect they deserved.
Mm-hmm.
That includes the Buffs with the seeding. Might even include their opponent in Boise State. Two, like, pretty damn good 10 seeds, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And yeah, now that's going to happen Tuesday night. Late one for us, 7:10 Mountain. And from there, anything is possible, right? Who would the Buffs end up playing if Florida. They won that? Florida.
The Gators.
Which, winnable.
I mean, they had a massive injury, I think, in the at the end of the SEC tournament there.
Mm-hmm.
Their big man breaking his leg. I haven't seen it. I've been told it's pretty gruesome.
Don't watch.
Okay. You've been warned, chat.
Don't watch. Boise's an interesting one, man. They've got this Tyler Degenhart, kind of a combo forward who can really do some damage offensively. They've got a mix of different guys who can kind of get hot from the perimeter and light you up a little bit. Max Rice, the coach's son, is one of them. Freshman Meadows lit up the Rams in kind of an upset win earlier in the season. They are a grinded out, kind of ugly style, defensive first type team. They're battle tested because the Mount West was really loaded. So they were going against, you know, very good teams night in, night out. They're going to want it, but they are not nearly as talented as the Buffs. They're going to try to slow it down and muck it up, and we'll see how KJ and Cody respond to that. But Degenhart, with guys like Da Silva and Cody, is going to have his hands full, and then you can put Eddie down low to muck it up with them as well. Buffs definitely have more talent.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be some tad ball time, you know, get down to basics and execute, take care of the ball. I'm excited, though, because, like, Buffs are one of those teams. You know, you catch them on the wrong night, they can beat anyone.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really fun to follow this along Wednesday night. But that's kind of the quickie scouting report on Boise State.
Excellent. These two teams played each other last year early in the non-conference slate. In the Myrtle Beach Invitational, the Broncos ended up winning 68-55, pretty decisive there. And it was just like you described, a muck it up, kind of slightly sloppy game. Mm-hmm. Colorado only shot 36% from the floor. Boise State shot 39%. 14 turnovers for the Buffs, 11 for the Broncos in that game. And it really wasn't close. Mm-hmm. Boise State just... controlled that game kind of wire to wire, ended up winning by 13, but it's a totally different team now for Colorado. And I feel like, and Boise State does have a lot of those same players from last year. Yep. Their top scorer, Shaver, moved on. He was a six-year guy last season. But this is, you know, this is really going to be a true measuring stick for this Colorado basketball team. And, you know, we saw the difference that Eddie Lampkin has been able to make at times this year, especially right under the rim. I mean, that's why they won the Utah game pretty much. And then we saw against Oregon, well, in Fala Dante, when you go against one of the better big men in the country, might be a little bit of a disadvantage. But they got Cody this time. They got a KJ Simpson who has just really elevated his game beyond what I think anyone could have imagined. Tristan's been a little shaky. Luke O'Brien's really come on strong, too.
Great point.
Some massive shots he made in that Oregon game before things got hairy in the last few minutes. But I'm excited to see. First off, I'm just glad they made the tournament. Team deserves it. But I'm excited to see this because, like I said, it's really going to be a measuring stick how far this team has come from last year to this year.
For sure. And it's a nice little test. Last year of the Pac-12 going into the Big 12, which will be a bit of a step up to see where they're at in some of these, you know, bigger matchups, more high-profile games. And let's face it, conference change, Buffs Athletics in general just has a buzz about it right now. So the more you can do when the maximum amount of eyes are on this hoops program, the better, man. It's going to be massive.
Definitely. Do you have the bracket pulled up? Do you want to talk about this a little bit?
Sure.
So the Buffs just kind of in their half of the South bracket here. You make it out. If you want to trip to the Final Four, you're going to have to beat teams like Kentucky. Marquette's a two seed. That would be the game after this Florida game if they went two in a row. NC State is a team that's really, really hot, too. Coming into the ACC title game, having to win to really make it in, they make it happen.
Yeah, Texas similar Tech, to Oregon.
Similar to Oregon, very similar. And then Texas Tech, another team in the Big 12, the loaded Big 12 in this side, too.
Yeah, a little more maybe perimeter heavy. And, I mean, I'm going to like that matchup with Marquette. Like, their star point guard, Tyler Kolek, is a little run down, dealing with some injuries. Missed some time in the Big East tournament. KJ is going to be a really nice matchup for him. And they've got a nice little forward as well. Oso, I forget his last name because it gives me struggles. But that's another guy like Degenhart where it's like, yeah, I like what Tristan and Cody are going to be able to do against that guy, you know? Like, I like our chances as much as they're going to like theirs, you know? So doesn't feel like there's any impossible opponents on that side of the bracket.
I mean, Houston's in there, though. Nebraska's in there. Could you imagine a matchup with Nebraska to go to the Final Four? Come on.
Nebraska's a fun one, too.
Probably as...
like a fun squad this year.
Oh, you know? Yeah. I can't remember his name.
Yes.
That's a squad that just jacks up threes.
Yep, 100%.
And then probably the most intriguing 5-12 game in the entire bracket with Wisconsin and James Madison, too.
Yeah, that James Madison can light it up. Wisconsin's super up and down. That's going to be a super fun matchup as well, no doubt, man. I mean, it's March, dude. It's March.
It's time.
It's fun times ahead for sure.
So Wednesday, 7:10 p.m. Mountain, Colorado versus Boise State. Winner takes on Florida. That game would take place on Friday at 2:30. Let's hope. We're going to have a watch party. We're still kind of talking out exact plans, maybe a watch along, maybe not. But come down to the DMVR bar. Come hang out with us. RK said there's tons of Buffs fans who have been asking him about it, so it's sure to be a party here on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And, I mean, just take Thursday off.
Yeah. Why not? It's going to be a tournament.
Yeah.
You're not going to be doing anything but watching games anyway.
Right. Unless your job is like us, where we're just on a live stream watching and betting on the games, you should take off and watch and bet on the games with us.
Love it.
Let's do it.
Colorado can make a run here?
Man, dude. They're one of those super talented teams. So, yeah, they have all the makings. Just like kind of a wider view. When I fill out my bracket, I've learned through time you know, I'm a draftnik, so college hoops I always watch first and foremost through the eyes of, like, who are the next level guys? Right. Who are the teams with the most talent? Those teams don't always do it for me come March.
Mm-hmm.
So they gotta find that dog in them. They gotta be a little more grinded out. Right now, they're a team that can light it up. They've got so many great one-on-one players. They've got a lot of different options. Can they come together and grind it out? I love what I saw in the Pac-12 tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing. Like, you're coming off some momentum off that conference tourney. That usually can result in some nice things.
I think they can win on Wednesday, and I think they can win on Friday for sure. But
no doubt.
The story with this team has always been about, you know, not quite reaching the ceiling, especially this year.
Yeah.
The potential and the talent of this team hasn't always matched up with the results that we've seen.
Yep.
And we talked about it before the Pac-12 tourney. I think you're going to need KJ to really take over at some point.
That's the thing. Point guards in March are everything. It's, you know, it's quarterbacks in football. So KJ takes over. There's no telling how, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the three guys you mentioned, O'Brien and Cody and Tristan, those guys kind of get hot from the perimeter and just find their groove one-on-one. Yeah, you're cooking with Gap. That's a tough matchup for lots of teams in the country.
Yep. And then a lot of people mentioned Cody in the chat. I think, you know, the thing with Cody, every time, even going back to the beginning of the year, like when he started playing and just finding his footing in college, it took him a few games to really get it going, to get some momentum in his game, to get that confidence built up. When he got hurt the first time with the wrist injury, same thing. He came back, took 3-4 games before he really hit that stretch where he was on fire. Same thing with this last injury. He came back for Thursday for their first game in the Pac-12 tournament. Off the bench, you know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great, though. He wasn't really good against Oregon, I don't think, on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But this will be now 4 games that he's been able to get under his belt. And I hope, I mean, it's obviously do or die now, but I hope that Cody is ready to be the player that he showed he could be earlier in the season, because it'd be massive.
Couple big games for him could be the difference between, like, going 10th and being considered to be a top 3 pick, man.
Yep.
Could be massive. Love that comment from Brady. Just, you know, nice insights.
Good little breakdown. Degenhardt's a tough matchup. Rice is a streaky shooter. Lampkin will have his hands full with Stanley. KJ should have field day versus Anderson and think the Buffs win a close one. Let's hope.
Yeah.
That's it. What a day. I'm so hyped.
There you go. Beautiful.
Questions real quick, and then we'll get you out of here, Alyssa. What happened to the Arizona State transfer, Tyler something? Arizona State transfer.
They're talking about the tight end? The guy that was doing shows with PHNX?
Jalen Conyers? He went to Texas Tech.
Were there any other Arizona State guys they were looking at?
Oh, was BJ Green.
Oh,
BJ
Green. Yes.
No, he's just not on campus yet. I'm pretty sure he's a graduate, and he just committed. His process was weird, of course, because he committed to Washington. DeBoer ends up leaving. And so a lot of players, you know, wanted a second chance to find another team, he being one of them, which is why he picked Colorado kind of later down the line. I think he was the last, before Sam Hart, he was the last guy to commit to Colorado. Uh-huh. So I think he's either still in school, graduating or something. You should still plan on seeing him in the summer.
Tying up some loose ends.
Yes, yes. Nicole, does Jimmy have a red shirt? Off the top of my head, I do not know. But I will try and get an answer.
Yeah, that's
real quick.
A great question right there.
I do know he's played. So last year was his third college football season, I believe. Maybe his fourth. I think it has to be his third. I'm pulling up the chart right now.
I think he would.
He does have a red shirt available.
Think he would.
He does. Yeah. It's too early to think about that, though. I don't think Jimmy's that hurt that we need to worry about red shirt or anything.
Nice to know you've got the option, though.
Yes. Here we go. Our guy Big TZ back with the super sticker. Sheba Dog saying good job while raising his thumb up. Appreciate you, bro.
Big TZ. Bless you and all you do for us. Folsom Field
Villani
video board.
I haven't seen an update. I drove by it today, I guess. I forgot to look.
Oh, Jake.
I'll be back there tomorrow.
All week, basically.
It's going to be a hell of a week.
You're telling us, dog.
I do not know. Actually, I will tell you this, though. Go follow my guy Jimmy Searfrost on Twitter. He works with Adam at 247.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy's, I think he's still wrapping up school at CU.
Nicely done,
he's
Jimmy.
Been posting updates of the video board as it goes along.
Good. Love it.
What happened to Goldberg's son? Is he in Boulder? Yeah, you should be there. Gage Goldberg.
Nice.
Go ahead. What does the team look like if this O-line keeps the sacks under double digits? That would be one of the best offensive lines in the country. And
under double digits is almost unrealistic.
Exactly.
Like sub 20 would be.
Right.
I mean, just think of what this offense was at points last year.
Cut it in half. If we have 27, 28 sacks, things are looking really, really good.
And on it, I mean, a big part of that is like what, if that's the case, just inherently, I can tell you the run game's a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And Shadur isn't forced to drop back 40 times a game. I can also tell you another factor in that would be the Buffs wouldn't be down double digits in as many games as they were last year, and thus having to throw the ball to play their way back into a game. That alone would make the offense so much more reliable and tough to defend. Add on top of that the diversity in personnel, the different options Shadur's going to have to go to. It's going to be a clinical offense with a multitude of weapons, a running game that's explosive and reliable that can get you inside, outside, an O-line that can kind of set the tone, and more diversity in personnel, starting with the tight ends and your slot wide receivers.
Well said, man. Reggie with a good comment. Check how many times Shadur was sacked at JSU that season. They went undefeated. Pretty much.
Yeah. There you go.
Lone Wolf. That's the key. What's got me most hype about spring based on Media Day today?
It's a great question.
A few answers, I think. One, just hearing how all the new guys have been as advertised so far. Mentioned, of course, we talked to LaJonte and Preston. Neely mentioned in our video today after practice that Preston Hodge got an interception. So they're doing things the way Dancy spoke about Okunlola and Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
I thought was very encouraging how Lode Holt spoke about Jordan Seaton. Lode Holt was asked about some of the older guys too. If you want to go check that out again on our YouTube channel. Who else? I mean, the new guys just sound as advertised.
Yeah, it's huge.
And that is just massive for this team. I was just hyped to be back in the facility though.
Yeah.
Just walking in, seeing everyone, shaking some hands. It was just super exciting. And I know it's only spring football, but damn, I can't wait, man.
It's the best, man. It's the best. Nothing like college football.
I saw some people mentioning Draylen Miller, too. Yes, he is in Boulder. I do not think he will able to really practice, though, because remember, he was finishing up high school and finishing up his basketball season for his high school. I think he might, if I had to guess, I think he lives here now. I think he made the move, or he's just visiting for practices. So he'll be around during this spring period. I doubt we see him on the field though. Probably you got to be enrolled, right?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that makes sense.
But
him being in the mix early would be really nice.
Oh, it'd be massive. I mean, again, I've said this a lot. I think there's only four guys we're really waiting on.
Mm-hmm.
Draylen's here. Whether he gets on the field or not, that would make it three. But him, Cam Michael, Will Shepard, and BJ Green. Everyone else has been accounted for.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Again, such a massive difference over last year.
Mm-hmm. Big Teasy with the super chat. I should be honorary VIP. Where's my shirt? You deserve it, Big Teasy. One of the OGs of this chat.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can VIP on YouTube like you can on like Twitch and stuff like that. Right.
Also, I don't understand this comment. It should be like, I should be honorary VIP. Where's my shirt at? Asked jumping. Jumping, smiling Godzilla throwing a rock on horns, you know?
Like, yeah, with an avocado
riding it. That's what I understand, Big Teasy. What's this normal written request? That's not how we communicate here anymore. Come on. We love it. I love it so much. You guys have the best.
Oh, chat. Baby T.O. as well. Yes, Cordell Russell is not here yet as well. Thank you, Master Stickwork.
There you go. There you go.
S2 already with the pick. I don't know if it was Shador or not. Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah.
Maybe Well Off and Reach the People are already have that video uploaded.
Right, right. Beautiful That's stuff, it. Man. Beautiful. What we'll a blast. See how RK's feeling tomorrow.
We'll see. Wish him well. Again, pro day tomorrow.
Yes, wish him well.
Tomorrow's show probably going to be a little bit later, too. I think we're taking the show up to Boulder. Pro day starts 1 all the way to 4:30. So we're definitely not going to be at our normal time. It will be a few hours later, so just mark your calendars for that. And then Wednesday, Coach Prime, the coordinators, and I think 4 players we get.
Incredible.
Going to be another stacked day.
Attempt to subscribe to YouTube and set those notifications, set that bell. Mm-hmm. Follow Jake on Twitter, follow DMVR Buff so you don't miss a single thing. We've got lots coming your way these days.
We're back, baby.
We are. I'm hyped. We are.
Let's go Buffs.
All silly like the mayor.